Folks, everyone knows the next medical crisis is just around the corner. Whether it comes in the form of a pandemic or something much more mundane like a tick bite, you and your family need to be prepared. That's what we learned from this last pandemic, right? That's where the Wellness Company comes in. You know the Wellness Company. We have their great doctors like Dr. Peter McCullough on all the time on our shows. The Wellness Company and their doctors are medical professionals that you can trust, and the new medical emergency kits are the gold standard when it comes to keeping you safe and healthy, and most importantly, prepared. Be ready for anything. This medical emergency kit contains an assortment of life-saving medications, including ivermectin and Z-Pak. The medical emergency kit provides a guidebook to aid in the safe use of all of these life-saving medications, so you know what you're doing. From anthrax to tick bites to COVID and even the bioweapon like the plague, the Wellness Company's medical emergency kit is exactly what you need to have on hand to be prepared. Rest assured knowing that you have emergency antibiotics, antivirals, and antiparasitics on hand to keep you and your family safe from whatever the globalists throw your way. Go to www.twchealth.com/justnews today in order. That's twc.health/justnews and use the promo code justnews to save 10%. Hello, America, and welcome to a new edition of John Solomon Reports, where today we're taking you to Arizona, not to the border per se, although we want to keep talking about that because there's so many important things. We've been blessed to have sheriffs and border patrol people on the show. We're going to the Maricopa County audit, the election audit. Yes, today we're fortunate enough to have Dr. Kelly Ward, the chairwoman of the Arizona GOP and one of the driving forces behind the election audit that's occurring in Arizona's largest county, Maricopa, right by Phoenix. And the reason I want to bring her on is because we've heard a lot of things in the media about what the intention of Republicans are, what the goal of the Republicans are. They're hijacking the narrative. They're going to come up with a predetermined conclusion. They've got conspiracy theorists, blah, 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 blah. I've heard them all. And then when I dig into those claims, I can't find a substantiation for them. So I wanted to bring Dr. Ward, Kelly Ward, on the show and ask her, what was your motive? What is the goal? What are you trying to do with this election? And I think we're going to learn something very different from what the media's high-strung, overly loaded, non-neutral coverage of the Arizona audit will be. I wouldn't be surprised if the audit doesn't have as striking conclusions for anyone. It may be a mixed bag, but in fact, that was the goal. It wasn't to come to a, oh my God, a moment. It was to, what can we learn from Arizona to get the election better for 2022? What lessons can we learn? And so we look at the paper, we look at the machines, we look at the behavior of election officials. And that is something that I think the Constitution envisioned legislatures would do. Maybe they've done a bad job for a long time. They didn't take this responsibility seriously, but at least in Arizona, at least in the state Senate in Arizona, they're taking responsible, and the facts are going to be out there, and people can debate the facts. Everyone will come to their own conclusions. They'll have their own spin houses. Trust me, both sides will be spinning hard. But the truth of the matter is, learning things, maybe things went right in Arizona. Maybe things went wrong in Arizona. Maybe there are flaws in the ballots. Maybe there are people who didn't operate the machines properly, even if the machines were designed to operate properly. Getting those answers are not a threat to democracy. They're an advantage to democracy. And we want to talk to Dr. Kelly Ward about that today. So stay tuned for that. Now, before we do that, we've talked about false narratives. It seems to be the primary weapon of the mainstream media who've gotten things wrong and of Democrats in recent years. Russia collusion, of course, is one of the biggest ones. And of course, I played a big role in doing that. There was no wrongdoing with Hunter Biden. Everything was peachy keen with Hunter Biden's globe-trotting business deals. Well, not so much when you got to the facts. I was attacked relentlessly for 2 years, but the facts came out. Senator Ron Johnson was attacked. Senator Chuck Grassley was attacked. Devin Nunes was attacked. But over time, the facts that I, Grassley, Johnson, Nunes, I can go on, Mark Meadows, Jim Jordan, so many great lawmakers, they got the facts and the story changed. Yes, the FBI engaged in wrongdoing. In fact, we just learned from the FISA court in the last few days, the FBI is still engaged in wrongdoing at the FISA court. Republicans and Democrats failed to fix the problems that surfaced with the 2016 Russia collusion investigation, and quite frankly, going all the way back to the early to mid-2000s, because I've been writing the same story. The FBI has a problem with FISA. The FBI has a problem with FISA. The FBI has a problem with the NSA data, and nobody fixed it. But we at least learned that the story that was given to us in 2016 was wrong. We learned that the story that was given to us during the 2019 impeachment was wrong, inaccurate, false. Some people gave testimony that was at the very least misleading during the impeachment trial. It is now irrefutable that the State Department's embassy in Kiev, Ukraine, had concerns about Hunter Biden and his activities undercutting U.S. policy. Undercutting U.S. policy, the fight against corruption. That is now documented. In fact, George Kent, one of the witnesses, reported a bribe attempt by Burisma while Hunter Biden was on the board in 15, and his boss, Marie Yovanovitch, the ambassador, reported another believed bribe, alleged bribe, that Burisma made in December 16 as Obama-Biden administration was leaving. Hunter Biden was on the board for both of those. The belief that those bribes took place occurred undercut the confidence of the Ukrainian people in their government, undercut the U.S.'s belief that the Ukrainian prosecutors could properly investigate Burisma for whatever wrongdoing it was believed they occurred in. That is not the story we were given in 2019, but it is the story that has emerged by 2021 in the documents that Senator Grassley and myself and Senator Johnson and others got through FOIA, through subpoenas, through records requests. We keep seeing false realities. And again, I've got no skin in the game. I'm not trying to get Joe Biden elected or unelected. I'm not trying to get Donald Trump elected or unelected. I'm trying to give people actionable intelligence and facts and let people make up their own mind. Maybe you still like Joe Biden after you see what his son did, but at least know what his son did. Maybe you like or dislike Donald Trump after you see what he did, but at least have the facts on Russia. That's what a journalist can do. That's the water's edge. I can't go beyond that water's edge. But I want to talk to you about a new development in the Eric Greitens case in Missouri. I have said, and we are writing a book on this right now, that the Eric Greitens case in Missouri was the Russia playbook in Washington exported to the states, and it got one step further than where the Democrats got with Donald Trump on Russia. Yes, there is a place in America where a false reality drove something to a criminal indictment, to the removal, the stepping down of a popularly elected governor. His name is Eric Greitens. He's a former Navy SEAL. He was elected in the Trump wave in 2016. He was an unexpected Republican victory, knocked off establishment Republicans in the primary. And he had a similar clean up the swamp message in Missouri, which, by the way, has a lot of corruption in its state capitol and its state house and its governor's mansion. There have been lots of problems over the years. Not uncommon for Missouri politicians to get in legal trouble. He wanted to clean up the swamp. By 2018, a George Soros-funded prosecutor, when I mean funded, not a few thousand dollars, the majority of her campaign money came from a George Soros political action committee. Her name is Kimberly Gardner. She is a prosecutor in St. Louis. She is the St. Louis Circuit Attorney, the chief prosecutor in one of the largest cities in Missouri. And she filed an indictment against Governor Greitens, then Governor Greitens. He's not governor anymore. He was forced to step down. And it alleged that Governor Greitens had a cell phone photo, a picture of his girlfriend, who, by the way, he was married. So I'm not giving Eric Greitens a pass on his infidelity. He did have infidelity. He's admitted to that. But the criminal complaint alleged that he had a photo on his phone and he used it to threaten his girlfriend that if she talked, it would be released. The headlines were as big as the headlines were here in 2017 on Russia collusion. The president was in trouble on Russia collusion, might have to step down. It's Watergate. Remember Carl Bernstein saying, this is a new Watergate? It wasn't. It was bogus. Same thing happened in the Missouri state level. Eric Greitens was pressured to resign. He stepped down. He was going to trial in 2018 when the prosecutor, the George Soros substantially funded prosecutor Kimberly Greitens, indicted him. They're going to trial, and then she walks in and says, I don't have the photo. I don't have the extortion request. In other words, she didn't ever have the evidence that she alleged she had. The case had to be dismissed. Governor Greitens doesn't get his seat back as governor. He doesn't get his reputation back. People still call him a disgraced governor, even though the case has been fully and completely withdrawn. And that's not all that happened. As you know from earlier podcasts and earlier reporting at Just the News, the chief investigator, a former FBI agent named William Tisby, chief investigator for Kimberly Gardner, was indicted, not on one, not on two, not on three, on seven felonies. Seven felonies related to the filing of false charges against Governor Greitens. Okay, that's a big deal. He's still awaiting trial because of COVID. It's been delayed. We know that Kim Gardner is the focus of a special prosecutor's investigation. That's been acknowledged. But last night on Just the News, we broke this story. We broke the story that the chief disciplinary counsel for all lawyers in the state of Missouri has filed an action against Kimberly Gardner, saying that they found probable cause to believe she violated her duties, her professional responsibilities as a lawyer in pursuing the prosecution of Eric Greitens, and she must now face a disciplinary hearing. That hasn't happened with a lot of the FBI officials in Russia, but it's happening in Missouri. The evolution of crooked governor, crusading prosecutor has now become unfairly accused governor and maybe a crooked prosecution team. Certainly, the indictment against Tisby suggests that there was serious wrongdoing. Now, here at Just the News, we've done a lot of reporting on this case. We've shown how this case was so flawed. Not only did they not have the photo, not only did they not have the extortion, we got the testimony of the alleged accuser, the girlfriend, the hairdresser who had the affair with the governor, who said in her testimony, I may have dreamed the whole thing up. Let me just say that again. I may have dreamed the whole thing up. No photo, no extortion request, and testimony saying it might have been a dream. And that's how we indicted a governor, got him out of office, and then had to admit we didn't have it. That is the weaponization of law enforcement. And now Kimberly Gardner is facing a legal action. And tonight on justthenews.com, we will be able to report, hopefully exclusively, what's in that complaint. Check us out tonight. What did the chief disciplinary counsel of the Missouri Supreme Court, the person in charge, the top cop for lawyers in Missouri, what did they find that was wrong in Kimberly Gardner's conduct that deserves punishing? We're going to have that for you tonight. You have to go back and reread these stories on Eric Greitens. I'll put them up at the top of the site again. What we learned about Eric Greitens, what we learned about the conduct of this case, should trouble all of us. Listen, it's one thing to have political differences. Elections were designed to settle political scores. There are dirty tricks, many different things that happen in politics, attack ads, debates, all the tools of democracy that how we decide who our governor is going to be. But it is a devastatingly bad thing for Democrats, Republicans, independents, Americans at large, those who crave democracy abroad, to have the greatest democracy, the greatest constitutional republic in America, start to remove politicians, politically elected, popular elected officials through false prosecutions, false investigations. It almost happened with Donald Trump, but it was stopped. It did happen with Eric Greitens, and it wasn't stopped until a court got involved. This is what normally in the past has separated us from banana republics. But in Missouri, the banana republic strategy was allowed to persist long enough to take out a popularly elected governor. Yes, someone who had an affair. I'm not giving him a pass on that. I'm not advocating the election or defeat of Greitens. I'm not advocating the election or defeat of Kimberly Gardner. But we have to look at the facts. And the facts are that a false prosecution was passed, that the investigator who worked for Kimberly Gardner has been indicted with seven felonies related to his conduct in the case. She remains under investigation, and now the chief disciplinary office of lawyers in Missouri is saying she violated her professional duties, must face a disciplinary hearing. And tonight, we're going to tell you the story on Just the News on how she violated those professional responsibilities, allegedly. Again, she deserves the benefit of doubt that Eric Greitens didn't get in his indictment until it was dismissed. She gets a hearing. She gets to have her side of the case. We hope she presents it. But this unraveling of this case is one of the most important stories you probably haven't heard in America. It is Russia brought to the heartland, the collusion garbage brought to the heartland, same playbook, same misconduct, same problems. And you need to know about it. If you don't have anything on this, go to Just the News. We're going to give it all to you tonight. All right. We're going to go to commercial break in a second. But before I do, I want to shout out one of our sponsors, one of our advertisers, with something that's very personal to me. My wife and I have been married for 33 years, Judy. I love her like nothing else in my life. She and my son are the joy. After I come home from work at night, I have nothing but glee and optimism and love. When I enter that door at night, tired, angry, frustrated, good things happen when I come through the door and meet this extraordinary woman I've married who puts up with me. And but recently, she's had a couple of difficult losses in her life. She's lost some people very close to her, a close friend, her sister, a nephew. And she has handled all of this with extraordinarily grace and love and support for the people, never thinking about herself. But my friends at Paint Your Life, which is a great sponsor here at Just the News, they gave me an extraordinary opportunity to pick a painting and to have one painting made for my wife. You take a picture from your photos, a great photo you love, like, oh man, I love that picture of Judy and her friend. And you you give it to them, and they have a professional artist create an oil painting. I mean, it looks as good as anything you pay for millions of dollars or thousands of dollars or tens of thousands of dollars in an art exhibit. It's a fantastic oil painting. I got that painting back the other day. I gave it to my gift as a wife. It is her and her best friend. And the last photo I know they took together before illness, cancer, claimed her good friend of many, 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 many years. It was an amazing photo to see turned into a painting. The painting is gorgeous. More importantly, to see my wife's reaction to what happened, the tear it brought in her eye, the joy it brought, the memory that now, that photo is now preserved on our wall in a most beautiful canvas oil painting. That was something that can't compare to giving someone a dinner out on the town or a hotel night away. It's a gift that we'll keep giving. So if you're looking for that perfect gift, if you want to do something for a mother, a father, a brother, a sister, a sibling, a spouse, a girlfriend, a boyfriend, whatever, these guys at Paint Your Life have one of the most unique gifts. It's affordable. You get an extraordinary, amazing product back. You take a photo, it comes back in the most extraordinary painting you've ever seen. I just can't tell you how amazing the photo of Judy and her friend is. When you get there, you go to the site, you got world-class artists, you've got great support. The platform, the online platform, takes just a few minutes to upload your photo, tell them what you want, get the deal. And because you're John Solomon Reports listeners and you are Just the News fans, we have a special opportunity to get this gift. You know, got anniversaries, Mother's Day, a lot of things coming up, right? It's a gift perfect for birthday, anniversary, wedding. It's meaningful. It's long-lasting. It's very personal. My wife's reaction was so intimate and amazing to watch her reconnect with that photo. Now to know it's going to be on her wall. It was a moment that we all celebrated. And hey, if you don't like the painting, guess what? You get to give it back. You get your money refunded. How many people give you that? So here's what you do. You go to paintyourlife.com. Let me say that again. Paintyourlife.com. Upload a photo, get started on the process. And you're going to get, for a limited time, because you are a John Solomon Reports Just the News fan, you're going to get a 20% off discount on your painting. That's right, 20% off, plus the shipping's free. Where are you going to get that anywhere else? This is an amazing opportunity, and I'm telling you, the best, most surprising, shocking gift you can give someone. What you do, how you do that, you go to paintyourlife.com, you go into the checkout, you put the word in, Just the News. You text the word Just the News, all one word, no spaces, to 64,000 on your phone. That's how I did it. You can text the word Just News, all one word, no spaces, to 64,000 on your telephone. Simple text you do, and you're going to get eligible for that extraordinary discount. I'm telling you, paintyourlife.com is going to create a gift unlike any other you've given in your life. I'm so grateful. I still have the picture of Judy opening up that box and seeing it for the first time. The reaction was more than priceless. It was deep felt in the heart. And that is the sort of gift you get when you go to paintyourlife.com. So check it out today. Text it out to 64,000, Just News, 64,000. You're going to get a great discount, a great bargain. You're going to create a gift that has longevity and a deep personal feel, unlike so many things that we give. It ain't a gift card you're giving here. You're giving an extraordinary, memorable painting on the wall. Constant reminder, friendship, love, family, whatever it is that you're trying to encapsulate. So go there today. One more time, paintyourlife.com is the website. You text the message, Just News, all one word, to 64,000 on your cell phone. You're going to get that 20% and free shipping discount. It doesn't get any better than that. Check it out today. What a blessing. What an extraordinary opportunity. My wife and I are still talking about it a few days after it happened. All right, we're going to go to that commercial break. When we come back, Kelly Ward, chairwoman of the Arizona Republican Party, the frontline leader of the Maricopa County election audit. Going to be at the latest breaking headlines in just a few seconds. Folks, if you owe back taxes, fair warning, you're not going to like this. The IRS is mailing millions of pay-up letters. Millions, I say. Then it's up to the 20,000 new IRS enforcement agents to find you. Why the IRS targets you and not millionaires? Well, because millionaires have tax lawyers. You don't. You'll pay up. Plus interest and penalties. You need Tax Network USA, and you need them now. Tax Network USA has brilliant war room strategies to solve your IRS problems quickly and in your favor. Like a preferred direct line to the IRS, they know which agents to deal with and who to avoid. It's not all bad news for you because Tax Network USA learned of a special limited time IRS offer. They're willing to waive $1 billion in penalties if you qualify. So schedule your free confidential consultation to see if you qualify for this limited time IRS penalty canceling offer. To do so, call 1-800-245-6000. That's 1-800-245-6000 or visit tnusa.com/justnews. That's tnusa.com/justnews. All right, folks, welcome back from the commercial break. And as promised, a very special guest on perhaps one of the biggest news stories happening in America this week. Dr. Kelly Ward is joining us. She's the head of the Republican Party in Arizona, been a very influential voice in the effort to do the recount, to do a true forensic audit and learn what we can from Maricopa County. Dr. Ward, it is an honor to have you on the show.
John, it's an honor to be here with you. I thank you for being such a strong, true investigator about what's going on, not just with this election, but with so many things that are happening in our country. Voices like yours are few and far between. So thanks for having me on. I appreciate it.
It is an honor. So this moment in Arizona is, I think, going to answer a lot of questions. And the chips are going to fall where the chips are going to fall. Facts are facts. And that's what's important about what you're doing. You're really focused on a factual analysis, not a cursory examination. Tell us where we are in the process with the ballot review and what you think we might learn from it.
Right. We're looking for objective information about what happened in 2020. So we aren't just doing a simple run the ballots back through the same machine and see if the numbers match up on the tape from the zero to what right. We expect it to be. There is a full hand count going on of 2.1 million ballots. So there are teams that are looking at every single paper ballot and they're deciding, you know, what that ballot, how it was cast, and they are tabulating those. So it takes a lot of time, but the experts that they hired to do this audit, you know, the left is trying to discredit them and belittle them and really besmirch their abilities. They are world-class experts at doing the work that is being done in Arizona. And so we're not just looking at the paper ballots, we're looking at the paper. We're looking to make sure that those ballots are legitimate and at the machinery to make sure that the hardware, the software, the logs, et cetera, were also legitimate. So we'll see what we find. I think, you know, I don't know what they're going to find. I don't have any insider information about what they've already found, if they've found anything. I wish I did, but I know that they're going to give the report to the state Senate, and the state Senate will let us know.
And you've served in the state Senate. You know the responsibility that body takes for this. And, you know, in a funny way, this is sort of what the founding fathers envisioned when they gave the power to supervise elections to the state legislatures. It's funny to see the outcry that, oh, my God, this is terrible. It's exactly what our founding fathers intended. And when I hear you talk, you're not looking for a predetermined outcome. You just want to get some facts to make an objective decision. I think that gets lost. Everyone thinks, well, the Republicans are just trying to railroad this and come up with a predetermined conclusion. That's not how this is structured, right?
No, not at all. It is to find the truth behind what happened. And, you know, over 50% of Americans believe that there was funny business in 2020. Now, right. Of course, it's 74% of Republicans, it's 51% of independents, and it's around 30% of Democrats because they like to win. However, they don't care if they cheat. In my opinion, maybe that's not true, but that's what I believe. And I think anybody should want to know what happened in that election, especially when we had record turnout, maybe more than 100% turnout in many places across the country.
Yeah.
We have to know what happened in that election so that no funny business ever happens again. And people can have confidence that when they cast their vote, it's going to be counted. It's going to be counted once, and it's going to be counted for the person that they filled in the bubble for or pushed the button for.
Yeah, there's nothing. Listen, if that's the outcome, that's a win for everybody, because Democrats were, you know, there were a lot of Democrats, including Hillary Clinton, who doesn't admit it now, who cast doubt on the 2016 election results. Republicans had grave concerns about 2020. Getting these questions answered and be able to look everybody in the eye and say, we know how to fix this, or we don't need to fix anything, that's going to give everybody a level of confidence that is exactly what I think the founding fathers intended when they gave the legislature this extraordinary opportunity to supervise elections and set the rules in a way that would grow that confidence. As you look out, in Arizona is a one piece of a large electoral map. There's this debate that has suddenly emerged that something that most Americans, like 70% of Americans, 77% in the Just the News poll, support voter ID. But somehow, in the aftermath of 2020, voter ID has been called Jim Crow 2.0, racist disenfranchisement. How did we get to this point that something as simple as a voter ID, which, by the way, you got to show your ID to get on an airplane, get a six-pack of beer at the store, how did that become racist suddenly? And what do you think real Americans process from that argument?
Right. Well, real Americans understand that there is nothing racist, sexist, misogynist, classist about showing an ID for many things that we do to function in society, and especially for voting. So it's just appalling the way the left crafts this narrative, and then they amplify it by having whatever fake profiles, bought other so-called journalists who just report again and again and again. I saw a story today that was in Forbes. The headline said, Kansas is another GOP state that leads with voter suppression legislation. And it is not.
No bias there, huh?
That's right. It's election integrity. Election integrity is important to everybody. And this is not a Republican audit here in Arizona. It is America's audit.
Very interesting. And, you know, it's funny that the lexicon that's been used. Mainstream news organizations, when I got in this business 30 years ago, you weren't allowed to have a political opinion in the newsroom. You would be thrown out. And if you showed the slightest bit of bias or failure to get the other side's story, to treat both sides equally in the story, you got canned, you get removed off your beat, maybe you got fired. There is this extraordinary loaded language that mainstream news organizations are using that are literally tipping the debate without a factual basis. And we saw it in Russia. We saw it in all these things. How frustrating is it to see what are supposed to be the neutral arbiters of facts now hijacking all the language with adjectives and loaded words and misnomers and inaccuracies?
It is. It's just un-American. It is not the First Amendment. The free press is what is supposed to protect us as the citizenry from corruption in any part of our government, not in one party versus another. They're supposed to tell us the truth so that we can think about it, we can digest it, and we can make our own decisions. And that's been taken away. Look at Facebook and their so-called commission. I think it's made up of communists and anti-American, anti-free speech zealots who have now permanently banned the former president of the United States of America from their platform when they still have terrorists. They still have leaders of countries that have no human rights whatsoever who are able to spout off on their platform. And the former president, who, you know, still hasn't conceded the 2020 election, is not able to communicate with the masses. It's unconscionable.
It's unreal. And yet, one of the things that I think is most interesting about President Trump is he's proven that the stranglehold of the news media and the social media, the traditional news media, traditional social media, may not be as big as we thought, because he's just created an alternate communication system and he's reaching people every day with his statements that are getting covered by news organizations. Those who thought they had absolute power may find out that they didn't have as much power as they thought. It's fascinating that the Twitter stock's down, right? We see Twitter down.
Oh, yeah.
Americans don't like this form of selective free speech censorship. And I think you're onto something. In Arizona.
That's right. Well, and John, just to let you know, I did talk to President Trump yesterday.
Yeah.
He's in good spirits. He is keeping his eye on this audit, just like the rest of the country, just like the rest of the world. And, you know, he wants the truth as well.
Yep.
I think I have my opinion about what the truth is. I think that Trump won the election in Arizona and in the entire nation. But I think that this audit is going to give us that objective information.
Yeah, that's the key. Once people will see the facts and then they can make up their own mind, but getting those facts and not have them in a nebulous state anymore is going to be an important part of this process. Now, speaking of President Trump, he's had a little fun in Arizona. He's called on the governor, Governor Ducey, to provide security and I think taking a couple shots at the governor. We've got two Democratic senators in Arizona for the first time in a long time. 2022 is a very important election for the future of Arizona, for the future of the Republican Party there. How are things shaking out? And what do you think the election will turn on in 2022?
Yeah, I think that for us as Republicans, you know, I'm the chairwoman of the Republican Right. Party of Arizona. I get to be partisan, which is really exciting. It's different than being a legislator, being a senator, or being a candidate for office, because I represent a certain constituency, and the constituency is that loves faith, family, and freedom, small government, low taxes, personal responsibility, following the Constitution. That's who I get to represent. And those people, those candidates who stand up and stand up firmly for those values are going to be the ones that prosper in the primary process. We can't have this wimpy, spineless, backstabbing type of Republican. They're not going to win. You've got to have people who will stand strong for we the people, not we the people is the government, but we the people who actually the government is accountable to. And I think that we will win, and we will win big, not just in Arizona, but across the entire nation. I think Texas 6 was a big harbinger about what's going to happen. And I look forward to seeing the robust primaries and then the big wins for Republicans in 2022, 2024, and beyond.
When you look at what's going on in Washington, Kevin McCarthy probably going to allow a leadership vote next week. Liz Cheney could be in some trouble, maybe gone. What message does that send? A lot of people think, well, this is political payback. But I think really the message that Republicans want is we're all on the same team now. No more fighting. Get one message. Get one objective. Win the election. How do you referee what's going on in Congress right now with Liz Cheney?
Yeah, well, I mean, the fake news media loves to make this big hoopla out of it, but
right.
Liz Cheney has not stood up for Republican values, in my opinion. She didn't support the Republican president. And in many cases, I don't think her constituents felt that she represented them and their views and their voice. And so my hope is that she is ousted, but I don't like it to be such a big story because we had such a big win in Texas. And we're going to have big wins in the midterms. And the Democrats would love to focus on this infighting or even supposed infighting
right.
whenever it's our policies and the policies being put into action that I hope that we'll start to focus on more.
Do you think of a new contract with America is going to be forthcoming for the Republican Party?
Well, I hope so. Nobody seems to be wanting to put one forward. I know when I ran for the United States Senate, I put
right.
forward a contract
you sure
with,
did.
With America.
You gave
and
John
I
McCain a good run for his money.
I did. And I mean, if you just think, imagine what it would have been like had we had a Senator Kelly Ward and John McCain was out. We would not be in the predicament. We wouldn't have two Democrat senators from Arizona. We wouldn't have lost one of our House seats, in my opinion. But that's how the cookie crumbles in the political world. And I'm not going to back down. I'm not going to quit. I'm not going to be intimidated. I'm not going to be shamed by these leftists or by elitists in my own party. I'm going to work hard to have great people who share my values and who share the values of the majority of the Republican Party to represent us at every level of government.
Yeah, one thing that is absolutely certain, and you mentioned the Texas House race the other day, the base of the Republican Party is as energized and excited as I've seen it in a long time. I think a lot of people thought, well, Trump lost, Capitol riot thing, everyone's going to be depressed. Man, the energy and the determination and the strategic activities that are going on and building groups, coalitions, is it's more energetic than I've seen it in a very long time. And anyone who thinks that the Democratic Party is in a state of malaise is going to get a surprise. It's a bad guess to make. When you look out, big government, it's 40 years ago this year, I believe, that Ronald Reagan gave his great acceptance speech, the inauguration speech, and said, hey, government isn't the solution. Government is the problem. Joe Biden gave the antithesis of that speech the other day before Congress when he said, government is a solution for everything. We're going to do big government for everything. Is this an extraordinary political opportunity to show the American people in the 2020 election that big government actually doesn't give big success, it gives big failure?
It certainly is. And we need Republicans who are currently in office to stand up strong for those solutions. When they vote to increase the national debt, for example, our message loses the air that is in the balloon. They have to stand strong for those kinds of things. And so, you know, the Republicans, and I think independents, and if there are any thinking Democrats left, they believe too that they don't want censorship from the government or from private companies. They want the wall. They want to have security in their communities. They don't want this critical race theory Marxism taught to our kids and our future. We just as Republicans have to be better at communicate. I think we communicate the message fine, but I think we have to be able to overcome the interpretation by the leftist media and leftist controllers so that real people can hear it. And I think that's going to be very beneficial for 2022 and beyond.
How big is the crisis playing out in your state at the border going to be a national issue? Has the open borders, the sudden crisis that Joe Biden created, literally the moment he got in office, is that going to become an important issue as it was in 2016?
Well, it certainly should be, not just for Arizona, but for the entire country,
right?
Because the border crisis is not just an Arizona crisis, it's a national crisis. And unfortunately for us, many of the human traffickers and the drug smugglers and the gun smugglers and the bad guys come across the border right here in Arizona.
Yeah.
The shameful thing is that Biden decided to just take the things that we've already paid for, the infrastructure that's already been done, the companies that have already been paid, the miles and miles of fencing, et cetera, and send that back somewhere and leave giant holes in the wall. I was just down at the border a couple of weeks ago, and the ranchers there, both the American ranchers and the Mexican ranchers, want the wall. The Mexican ranchers, perhaps even more, because we at least have Border Patrol to help
right.
protect the localities. They're at the mercy of the cartels, and that's wrong.
You know, the argument is that for liberals that we're doing this for the people who strive to have or want a better life in America, and I get that appeal, but actually those people are being victimized. The cartels are controlling this. The sex traffickers are controlling this. This is not an orchestrated flood of Americans just coming because they want to come to America. There is a criminal enterprise running most of what's being occurring at the border. How do you educate the American people about that?
Yeah. And it's very, very difficult because that heartstring story is very hard to overcome.
Right.
But remember, what we have to tell them is the United States of America has the most generous legal immigration system in the entire world. And if we could bring everybody in, that would be wonderful. But that is simply not possible. We have to use our American ingenuity. We have to use American capitalism. We have to use American charity and the heart and soul of what makes our country so great to help others in their own country to be able to prosper, to be able to thrive, to be able to be safe. That's what we should be exporting. We should be exporting great Americanism to these other countries rather than trying to take people from countries where things are not good and bring them all to the United States of America because Democrats need votes.
Yeah, it is a remarkable dynamic, and the political element of this gets lost in the debate, but there is a political element of this. Yeah, there has been one since the 1990s when Al Gore and Bill Clinton tried to get a whole bunch of people naturalized before the 1996 election. If you ever doubted the Democrats had a political motive for citizenship, immigration, just remember those 1996 documents. They were ultimately clear. Last question I want to throw at you, Dr. Kelly Ward, because I know you're very busy. We look at the size of the deficit we are creating. We're going to spend $6 trillion on top of the normal budget in this year. When does the deficit debt responsible spending become a powerful political issue again, like it used to be in the 1990s when Republicans won the Congress?
Right. It should be right now, John. You know that. I know that. People listening to this podcast know that.
Right.
But we've dumbed down our society so much with the indoctrination of our children in our schools. And now those 20 and 30 and even close to 40-year-olds, they don't understand the impact of our monetary policy, of our debt, of our deficit, how that impacts our national security, and how it impacts our future. We have to start teaching people about it, and then we have to be able to talk about it in a way that's understandable, that and really has some emotion in it to bring those people back to our side.
Yeah, great point. Great point. Education ahead for all of us, I'm for certain. Well, Kelly, I want to thank you so much for the time today. Great update on what's going on in Arizona. We're going to be watching closely, and I hope to get you back on the show soon.
Sounds great. Looking forward to it. Keep staying strong and keep exposing the truth. I appreciate you.
We will hear. Thank you very much, Kelly. All right, folks, we're going to go to a quick commercial break. When we come back, we're going to wrap things up for the day. Folks, Field of Greens is the healthiest thing I do every day, and I want you on this journey with me. Why? It's literally one scoop a day. It tastes great. I love the fruit flavors particularly, and it's completely improved my life and my health. This is nutrition the way nature intended. When I began taking a hard look at why I wasn't feeling good and why I felt unhealthy, why I was gaining weight, why I was losing energy, it wasn't just because I had hit my 50s. No, it was because I wasn't getting the right amount of fruit and vegetables in my diet. And listen, I'm just too busy to go to the store, clean up the vegetables, cook vegetable dinners, and make sure I hit the fruit. A Field of Greens stepped in. One scoop of powder in my drink or on my eggs in the morning, and boom, I was off and feeling better. And suddenly, I was losing weight. I was sleeping better. My metabolism went up. My blood sugar went down. My cholesterol went down. And my weight went down. And my doctor said, hey, whatever you're doing, keep it doing. You know what that is? It's Field of Greens. That's what I've been doing. Field of Greens is radically different. Each organic fruit and vegetable was medically chosen to support heart and vital organ health. I trust Field of Greens to keep me healthy. I promise you, you're going to love this product. But if for any reason you don't, they'll give you 100% money back guaranteed. Now, you're going to get 15% off your first order, plus free rush shipping because of the incredible partnership we have here at Just the News with Brick House Nutrition, and of course, Field of Greens. All you got to do to take advantage of this offer, visit fieldofgreens.com and use the promo code JUSTNEWS. That's promo code JUSTNEWS at fieldofgreens.com. Don't wait. Go to fieldofgreens.com today. Use the promo code JUSTNEWS for 15% off. Hey folks, if you're a homeowner and you're like me, you want to protect your home, right? But when's the last time you checked on the title to your home? If you never have, listen to this. A new report on homeowners shows we all now have $16 trillion in equity. That's an all-time high in America. That's why you need protection from a scam the FBI calls house stealing. That's when the equity in all of our homes is the target, sadly, of scammers. If nobody's watching the title to your home, these scammers can transfer your title to their name, take out loans, and your equity could be gone. Poof, gone. You have to protect your equity from this despicable crime right now with triple lock protection from my good friends at HomeTitleLock.com. The first step is to check on your home's title to see if it's still in your name. Sign up with your address at HomeTitleLock.com and be sure to use the promo code JUSTNEWS. They're going to send you a complete title scan of your home's title and your first 30 days of triple lock home title protection. That's legendary protection, by the way. It's free. HomeTitleLock.com. Use the promo code JUSTNEWS. One more time, go to HomeTitleLock.com today and protect your most important asset, the equity in your home. All right, folks, that wraps it up for another edition of John Solomon Report. So grateful that you tuned in today. I think we got a lot of news and facts and perspective from Kelly Ward. The truth about why she did what she did. She admits what her partisan goals are, but she's also telling you how they constructed this audit to get facts, not a political outcome. Very important to understand that as you listen to the spin. Also, remember the great offer we gave you for paintyourlife.com, 20% off. All you got to do is type just news to 64,000 in your text messages. You're going to get a great discount. Try that out. It's pretty cool. And tonight, you're going to go to justthenews.com if you want to find out the latest in the Eric Greitens scandal. Yes, we're going to have the actual complaint and findings against the George Soros-funded prosecutor, Kimberly Gardner, in St. Louis. She's the one that went after the McCloskeys, got kicked off the case, went after Eric Greitens, had to withdraw the criminal charges, admit she didn't have the evidence. It was a contrived case. Her FBI investigator has been charged with 7 felonies. This case is going in reversal. It's the biggest boomerang of accountability for a bogus political criminal case you've ever heard of. And tonight, we're going to have the complaint against her law license brought by the chief disciplinary officer of the state of Missouri. Check that out. You don't want to miss it. Exclusive news from justthenews.com. All right, guys, have a blessed night. May God bless you. May God bless this great country of America, as he always has, the United States of America. Good night. Godspeed. We'll be back tomorrow. Folks, Field of Greens is the healthiest thing I do every day, and I want you on this journey with me. Why? It's literally one scoop a day. It tastes great. I love the fruit flavors particularly, and it's completely improved my life and my health. This is nutrition the way nature intended. When I began taking a hard look at why I wasn't feeling good and why I felt unhealthy, why I was gaining weight, why I was losing energy, it wasn't just because I had hit my 50s. No, it was because I wasn't getting the right amount of fruit and vegetables in my diet. And listen, I'm just too busy to go to the store, clean up the vegetables, cook vegetable dinners, and make sure I hit the fruit. A Field of Greens stepped in. One scoop of powder in my drink or on my eggs in the morning, and boom, I was off and feeling better. And suddenly, I was losing weight. I was sleeping better. My metabolism went up. My blood sugar went down. My cholesterol went down, and my weight went down. And my doctor said, hey, whatever you're doing, keep it doing. You know what that is? It's Field of Greens. That's what I've been doing. Field of Greens is radically different. Each organic fruit and vegetable was medically chosen to support heart and vital organ health. I trust Field of Greens to keep me healthy. I promise you, you're going to love this product. But if for any reason you don't, they'll give you 100% money back guarantee. Now, you're going to get 15% off your first order, plus free rush shipping because of the incredible partnership we have here at Just the News with Brick House Nutrition, and of course, Field of Greens. All you got to do to take advantage of this offer, visit fieldofgreens.com and use the promo code JUSTNEWS. That's promo code JUSTNEWS at fieldofgreens.com. Don't wait. Go to fieldofgreens.com today. Use the promo code JUSTNEWS for 15% off.
Hey there, it's Amanda Head, and I am thrilled to introduce to you my new exciting podcast, Furthermore with Amanda Head, broadcasting weekly from sunny Los Angeles, California, and brought to you by the dynamic Just the News Podcast Network. On this fresh and engaging podcast, I delve into the latest news with a little bit of a twist, exploring the furthermore of every story. But this isn't your typical run-of-the-mill news commentary or politically charged program. I interview a diverse range of guests, including business leaders, entertainers, musicians, educators, experts, politicians, and many influential figures from both the United States and around the world. So why not make your Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays a little more interesting? Tune in on your preferred podcast platform and discover Furthermore with Amanda Head on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows. And don't forget to hit that follow or subscribe button and be sure to download the latest episodes. I can't wait to have you join me on this exciting journey.